Hi, I'm Adam Mueller, and if you don't know me, I'm 17, I'm a teenager here at the youth group, and I'm just going to be reiterating the points of the skit a little bit, just to help you understand what we were trying to get across. Now, bungee jumping is what some would call an extreme sport, but the idea behind it is simple: to jump. Don't worry about the cords or the harness or where it's going to be anchored. Let the instructor worry about that. You just jump. So why is it so scary? Because it's dangerous, right? Well, no, not really. Or is it because you're afraid of heights? No, that's not really it either. It's because you're out of control. It's because you no longer have control. You're out of your comfort zone. And that's why anything is scary. You're driving down the road. You hit a slippery patch on the road. And you go, it's scary because you lose control. That's why when God asks you to do something, you just need to relax and do it. You can't win an argument against Him, just like it says in the skit. If He tells you to do something, just do it. Just jump. Besides, after you jump, it'll be so fun. It's going to be awesome. So you made your jump, and you're headed where you're supposed to be headed, but you're not sure what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you don't know what you're supposed to do until you get there. And sometimes you don't even know then. Sometimes God brings what you're supposed to be doing to you. Like when the woman came up to the bar when Mike was getting his lunch. She had a problem. He helped her. God brought that to him. He didn't go looking for something. As long as you do what God tells you to do, He'll make things happen. He'll make sure that you accomplish that mission. And sometimes even God sends it running to you with a loud warning, just like the man at the end. He stole that woman's purse, and he started running down the aisle, and Mike helped her out. So the question for you is, are you comfortable? And if the answer is yes, then why? Why are you not going where you're supposed to be going? And that leads to the next question. Where are you supposed to go? If you earnestly pray and ask God, He'll tell you exactly where you're supposed to go, even if you don't want to go there. I might not want to go to a ballet, but there might be somebody there I might have to help. So, I gotta go. And... Sorry. The second question is, who are you going to help? And it all depends on the situation. Is it going to be the teenager who's going for his first interview? Is it going to be the guy at church who's just sitting next to you? You know, he's there, he comes there every week, but he's not really a godly person. He's not a religious person. You know, or is it just some kid on the street that is just there because he wants to get some food or he doesn't have anywhere to sleep? Sometimes you just have to trust God. And sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. But that's okay. Because God's going to take care of you. Let's pray together. Lord, help us to see Your will. Help us to just jump and complete whatever mission You might have for us. Help us to recognize it and the people that it involves, so that we may better understand it and through You work through it, no matter how long it takes. And Lord, keep us safe while we're completing that mission, and keep us safe while we're going about our daily lives. In Jesus Christ's name. Now we're going to have just a bit of meditation. It's going to be just a song long. The song's called Dare You to Move. And just think about the words in the song. Think about what it means. And think about how it'll affect you.